Welcome to our presentation on mindful eating, brought to you by United Healthcare. By listening to this presentation, you can better understand the process of eating mindfully. Some of the things we'll cover include how to be aware of physical hunger and satiety cues, how to choose food that's pleasing and nourishing, understanding environmental cues and triggers around eating, and how to create a personal hunger scale that can help you achieve success with mindful eating. Let's get started. So, what is mindfulness? There are probably multiple ideas that pop into your head when someone says the word mindfulness. The principles of mindfulness include deliberately paying attention non-judgmentally. It encompasses both internal processes and external environments, and involves being aware of what is present for you mentally, emotionally, and physically in each moment. With practice, mindfulness may cultivate the possibility of freeing yourself of reactive, habitual patterns of thinking, feeling, and acting. Mindfulness may help promote balance, choice, wisdom, and acceptance of what is. These principles encompass the concept of mindfulness as a whole, with mindful eating being one area within the realm of mindfulness. These concepts take work and involve paying attention, being non-judgmental, and being aware of what is present for you, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Any of these factors can change our perception. With this slide, we begin to discuss mindfulness as applied to eating, allowing yourself to become aware of the positive and nurturing opportunities that are available through food preparation and consumption by respecting your own inner wisdom. Choosing to eat food that is both pleasing to you and nourishing to your body by using all of your senses to explore, savor, and taste. Acknowledging responses to food without judgment. Being aware of physical hunger and satiety cues to guide your decision to begin eating and to stop eating. Mindful eating practitioners often apply these concepts by acknowledging that there's no right or wrong way to eat, but varying degrees of awareness surrounding the experience of food. Accepting that each person's eating experiences are unique, and directing one's awareness to all aspects of food and eating on a moment-to-moment basis. You can likely see that this attention or mindfulness to your eating experience can help you to not overeat, not eat foods that you don't enjoy, avoid eating when you're not hungry, and help you select foods that are nourishing. This diagram comes from the book Eat What You Love, Love What You Eat. Let's take a closer look at the diagram. The process of mindfulness includes, why do I eat? This may include an exploration of triggers such as physical hunger, challenging situations, or visual cues, which often spring from stress, fatigue, or boredom. When do I want to eat? The answer may depend on the clock, physical hunger cues, or emotions. What do I eat? Examines the factors people consider when choosing food, such as convenience, taste, comfort, and nutrition. How do I eat? Is eating rushed, mindful, distracted, or secretive? In our technological on-the-go society, exploring the process of eating can be eye-opening. How much do I eat? Quantity may be decided by physical fullness cues, portion or package size or habit. Where does the energy go? Eating may be invigorating, cause sluggishness, or lead to guilt and shame. This diagram may help one become aware of what they're doing, and once aware, they may be able to change their actions. Many people eat for reasons other than physical hunger. The first question of why do I eat is often central to ultimately changing behavior. Practicing mindful eating is a learning process, so you'll want to be patient with yourself. Most likely, you're used to eating without thinking about it, so we're going to go through some tips that will help you eat more mindfully. Take small bites and chew slowly. Finish swallowing before picking up your fork or spoon to take the next bite. Drink water or a non-calorie drink between every few bites. Savor your food. Use your senses. Notice how it looks and smells. Be aware of the texture of each bite and how it tastes. Make sure to eat in a calm place and one without distractions. Avoid reading. Turn off the TV, computer, and phone, and pay full attention to what you're eating. Don't judge yourself or your reaction to the food. Instead, ask yourself, am I eating too quickly? Am I still hungry? Set a timer for 20 minutes and take the entire time for the meal. Appreciate the meal as an opportunity to care for your body through eating healthfully. According to the Center of Mindful Eating, slowly savoring food is a fascinating, joyful experience that provides insight and inner wisdom at the same time. People are often shocked to find out that they're quite willing and able to eat only a few bites of the food they used to binge on, savoring their food more. People who eat mindfully rather than mindlessly are tuning into their own experience and satisfaction, cultivating their inner gourmet and eating for quality instead of quantity. We've discussed the basic concepts of mindful eating, and while the concept of mindful eating has been shown to be effective and is growing in popularity, so are techniques to reduce mindless eating. Mindless eating focuses on environmental cues and triggers around eating. Here, we see some techniques to help reduce mindless eating. Single-serve portions, adjusting triggers that may compel individuals to eat unhealthy foods or too much food, eating on smaller plates, ordering smaller portions at restaurants, and placing unhealthy foods out of sight. Mindful eating has been a topic of numerous research studies. Mindful-based eating awareness training has been shown to assist in treating binge eating, weight loss efforts, and mood improvement. It may help support necessary diet changes in patients and may help people make better food choices in restaurants and promote weight management. It may also support lasting reductions in the consumption of sweets and dessert foods among overweight individuals. Another area in which mindful eating could be of help involves diabetes. Diabetes management is complex and difficult for many people, and mindful eating has proven to be useful. Mindful eating can assist with binge eating, emotional eating, and external eating, all concepts that can influence the food choices we make, our food intake, and ultimately our weight, blood sugar, and diabetes management. Let's take a moment to briefly review these three terms. According to the Mayo Clinic, binge eating disorder is a serious eating condition in which one frequently consumes unusually large amounts of food. Almost everyone overeats on occasion, such as having seconds or thirds of a holiday meal. But for some people, overeating crosses the line to binge eating disorder, and it becomes a regular occurrence, oftentimes done in secret. Emotional eating involves turning to food for comfort, consciously or unconsciously, when one is stressed or bored or might be faced with a difficult problem. External eating, as defined by the medical journal Appetite, describes the tendency to overeat in response to external food-related cues like the sight, smell, and taste of palatable food, regardless of the physical need for food. Mindful eating has been proven to assist with binge eating, emotional eating, and external eating. Now we're going to discuss a mindful eating exercise that you can use. Create a hunger scale ranging from 0, the most hungry, to 10, the least hungry. What does a 0 feel like physically when you're extremely hungry? Do you have headaches, shakiness, or fatigue? Do you feel irritable? Now, what does a 10 feel like? Are you nauseous, bloated, fatigued, or have feelings of guilt? So, where are you right now on the scale? What do you notice about your body that made you choose that number? Keep a journal of your hunger rating before, during, and after each meal. Experiment with eating to achieve a different level of fullness. Pay attention to how you feel 1 hour after recording your hunger level. Keep in mind that you should note the physical cues that led you to the choice of that rating. Keeping a hunger scale can be a helpful mindful eating exercise. Being mindful takes practice, time, and patience. Use of meditation, breathing exercises, yoga, tai chi, and relaxation are all considered ways to practice mindfulness. Integrating these techniques while you practice mindful eating could be a way to enhance your mindful eating. In conclusion, eating mindfully is regarded as an art, and the skills aren't gained overnight. People struggle with unconscious behaviors and habits they've had for years. Mindfulness allows you to wake up and be aware of your actions. The awareness may help you to change those actions. This presentation has introduced you to the concept of mindful eating. You'll notice on this slide that there are several books, a podcast link, as well as a helpful website listed if you'd like to explore this topic more fully. Also, consider keeping a hunger scale for 7 days. What you learn may positively impact your ability to eat more mindfully.